authority can stand at the center of human history. Jesus alone. Jesus alone stands at the center of all that has come. All that came before him pointed forward to him. All that has come after him points backwards to him. Throughout time and space, the entire universe revolves around this one God-man and his vision of another world. The gospel is our great portal into this vision of another world. In this light-invaded world, we see God's desire, God's plan to cause all things to flourish through the person of Christ. We may not perish, but have eternal life, or elsewhere translated, a whole and lasting life, abundant life, organic life. This is the vision that Christ calls us to. This is his vision of a new and magical world. Now, make no mistake about it. The gospel is also that bloody message of condemnation and wrath that can save us from the hell to come. It is true that Jesus can save us from the hell that is now, but he alone can save us from the storm that looms on the human horizon. And we've lost sight of that as global Christians, as we fight to provide clean drinking water and medicine to AIDS orphans and to prosecute slave captors. But we must ask ourselves as Christians, how does the atoning work of a mangled Christ hung in the salty Jerusalem sun form our view of man? How can a woman be forgiven of her sin? How can she stand before a holy God who is able to send her with the rest of the sin and injustices of this world into a lake of fire? What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Great conquest, God's great prize is for women and men everywhere to come and to give it all to God, to come to repent of their sin and to confess Jesus as Lord. And in just a moment, you are going to have that opportunity, the opportunity of a lifetime, the opportunity to come to Christ. In just a moment, we're going to invite many of you to make the decision of a lifetime. Stepping into the light this morning means that you're willing to recognize your sin. That Jesus died for all that you've done, all that you've left undone. He went to that cross and bled and died for your sin. Stepping into the light means this morning that you're willing to recognize that Jesus is alive, that this light streamed into a dark world and into the dark recesses of your life, and it couldn't be extinguished.